When you don't know where you're going to sleep tonight, planning for tomorrow doesn't happen. In the most vulnerable corners of our cities, a total lack of basic physical security means that building wealth or even just achieving economic mobility is impossible. Millions navigate this reality daily. They live in unregulated, heavily condensed neighborhoods, packed shoulder to shoulder in improvised homes that offer little protection from the elements. To break this cycle of vulnerability, the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs created a master plan, the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, or National Urban Livelihoods Mission, DAYNUM for short. It acts as a massive safety net specifically engineered for city dwellers, running directly in parallel with a rural counterpart called DAYNRLM to ensure the entire country is covered. But before the government can train anyone for a job, they have to establish permanent physical safety. That is why the very first thing DAYNUM does is fund 24/7 night shelters for the urban homeless. Inside these permanent structures, individuals finally get reliable access to running water, permanent sanitation facilities, and the basic civic services required to stay healthy. A safe place to sleep serves as the mandatory starting point. Once that baseline of safety is secured, the program can move toward the complex work of building long-term economic mobility. Moving from that baseline security into the scheme's formal application pipeline requires exactly two pieces of documentation. First, applicants need proof of urban poor residency, which means holding either a BPL card or an Antyodaya card. Second, you have to provide your biometric Aadhaar card to lock in your identity and prevent fraud within the system. With paperwork cleared, step one begins. Individuals are encouraged to organize into self-help groups. By banding together, members can pool their resources and tackle financial hurdles as a team. To gain formal recognition and unlock the next stages of the scheme, these newly formed groups then register with their local urban local body or municipal corporation. Step two targets the youth within these registered groups. They enroll in government-empaneled skill training courses, known as ESTMP, where they learn active, in-demand market traits, like computer literacy and technical services. Education and teamwork build a strong foundation, but a skilled worker still needs tools, materials, and a workspace. To actually generate wealth, they need access to affordable capital. That brings us to step three. Organized and trained individuals, or entire self-help groups, can now log in to the ULB portal to apply for business credit. This is where DAYNULM offers its biggest financial advantage, highly subsidized term loans designed specifically for setting up micro-enterprises. Look at this chart comparing borrowing costs. Out on the street, informal, predatory lenders often trap people with interest rates of 20% or higher. Under DAYNUM, the interest rate on these bank loans is strictly capped at just 7%. That cheap capital goes directly toward funding self-employment programs and supporting urban street vendors, allowing them to buy inventory or upgrade their equipment without drowning in debt. You can see the results of this funding every day. Those vibrant street food carts and small market stalls operating in your local commercial centers are exactly the type of micro-enterprises generated by this subsidized capital. This specific injection of capital serves as the final link, allowing a trained individual to acquire the equipment and inventory needed to operate their own enterprise. Because this program serves those with the least margin for error, the government has tightly secured the financial side of the application process. The official fee for all municipal services under this scheme is exactly zero. Forming a self-help group, enrolling in skill training, and processing credit applications are 100% free of charge. This flowchart illustrates the secure path your application takes. Warning: if any private middleman approaches you demanding a loan processing commission, reject them immediately. All subsidized credit must be processed exclusively through your official local municipal corporation office or online at nelm.gov.in. By linking physical shelter, practical education, and safe, cheap capital, DAYNUM creates a structured environment for individuals to move from street-level vulnerability toward financial independence.